Good morning and welcome to Three Big Things Today for March 12, 2024. This is Tony Drivis. This podcast is brought to you by John Deere. Whether you're looking to buy new or simply upgrade your equipment with new technology, see your local John Deere dealer for what's best for your farm. Wheat futures dropped in overnight trading after China canceled yet another round of orders for U.S. supplies. China nixed shipments of 264,000 metric tons of U.S. soft red winter wheat, the U.S. Department of Agriculture said in a statement yesterday. The Asian nation also canceled orders for 110,000 tons on March 8th and another 130,000 tons on March 7th, according to reports from the USDA. Announcements concerning large sales of wheat, corn, and beans have been absent recently, with the last big purchases announced on March 4th. Weekly inspections of corn and soybeans for offshore delivery also declined. Exports of wheat since the start of the grains marketing year at the beginning of June are down 11% from the same period last year, and soybean shipments have dropped 19%. Corn has been the outlier with exports since the beginning of its marketing year on September 1st, now 33% ahead of the year earlier pace. Wheat futures for May delivery fell 5 cents to 542 and a quarter a bushel overnight on the Chicago Board of Trade, and Kansas City futures lost 8 and a quarter cents to 590 and a half a bushel. Corn futures were down 3 and a half cents to 439 and a quarter a bushel. Soybean futures for May delivery fell 2 and 3/4 cents to 1176 and a half a bushel. Soy meal rose 70 cents to 337.90 a short ton. And soy oil dropped 0.39 cent to 46.25 cents a pound. Inspections of corn and beans were lower week to week, while wheat assessments improved, according to data from USDA. Corn inspections in the 7 days that ended on March 7th were reported at 1.12 million metric tons, down from 1.15 million a week earlier. Still, that's up from the 1.03 million tons assessed during the same week a year earlier. Examinations of soybeans for offshore delivery dropped to 706,334 tons from 1.16 million a year earlier, the agency said. Last week's total was still higher than the 633,906 tons inspected during the same week in 2023. Wheat inspections, meanwhile, rose to 402,874 tons from 358,298 tons the week prior, which was well ahead of the 256,901 tons examined at the same point last year. Since the start of the marketing year on September 1st, the government has inspected 21.8 million metric tons of corn for export. That's up from the 16.4 million examined during the same time frame a year earlier. Soybean assessments since the beginning of September now stand at 35 million tons, down from the 43.3 million examined in the same period last year. Wheat inspections since the start of the grains marketing year on June 1st were reported at 13.4 million tons, down from 15.9 million at this point a year ago, USDA said in its report. Warm, dry weather is forecast for the southern plains today, leading to tinderbox-like conditions that are ripe for wildfires, the National Weather Service said early this morning. A fire weather watch has been issued for several counties in the Oklahoma and Texas panhandle starting tomorrow morning and running through the afternoon. Winds will be sustained from 15 to 25 miles per hour, and gusts of up to 40 miles an hour are expected. Relative humidity will fall as low as 12%. Extremely dry weather also will raise concerns about fires in northern Illinois today, the National Weather Service said. Winds will range from 25 to 30 miles per hour. Strong southwest winds, dry vegetation, and low relative humidity will result in another period of elevated fire danger this afternoon, the agency said. Any grass or brush fires that ignite will likely become difficult to control,